Good evening, everyone. We're ready to start the meeting. Committee will now come to order. Will Secretary please call the roll?
Chairman Munford.
Here.
Senator Bullard.
Here.
Senator Brandes. Senator Galvano. Senator Garcia. Senator Grimsley. Senator Sacks. Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. If anyone plans to give testimony today or speak, please ask that you fill out an appearance card. First on the agenda, members will go to tab two, Senate Bill 450 by Senator Clemens. Senator Clemens, you're recognized on Senate Bill 450. There is a late file strike all amendment offered as a courtesy by Senator Bullard, the barcode 660798. Without objection, please show the amendment introduced. Senator Clemens, you're recognized on the amendment.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the committee for hearing this bill. The bill is just an addition to current Florida law. It deals with adding text messaging to our current do not call list. The original bill was a little overly broad, so that was the reason for filing the strike all, and thank you to Senator Bullard for allowing me to do that as a courtesy. So that's the bill, Mr. Chair.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Is anyone here to speak on the amendment? Any debate? All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye. All the amendment is adopted. We're now on the bill as amended. Is there anyone here who would like to speak to the bill? We've got Frank, come on up.
Thank you. Frank Miners, representing the Florida Collectors Association and Associated Industries of Florida. And I have spoken with Senator Clemens, and we're not going to oppose the bill. I wanted simply to bring to your attention the fact that the federal law in regards to this started out the same way our law started out. It was just calls, and it was intended to avoid, you know, sales calls for people who didn't want to receive the calls. Then they added text messages and electronic communications, and the exemptions in the law on the federal level were so ambiguous that the regulatory agency, FCC, interpreted that to not include debt collectors, people calling about the mortgages that haven't been paid or credit cards, et cetera. And it created an enormous trial lawyer gravy train, to be blunt. And I've passed out, I've given Senator Clemens this, and he understands this, the way the law had been interpreted on the federal basis. So all we're here to say is the exemptions that are in the law today are good, and we just want to make sure they're real clear, which they are, and that the regulatory agency, and I think would be the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services on this issue, would not be interpreted like the feds did it. Mm-hmm. And with that, we like the amendment. The amendment makes it better. Ideally, we would rather not have any particular type of technology denied rather than just the communication is either good or bad, but we'll live with the text message
thing. Okay. Any question, Mr. Miners? Thank you. Appreciate it. Is there any debate on this bill? Senator Clemens, you recognize the close.
I'll waive close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Senator Clemens, having closed, Senator Garcia moved to make this a committee substitute. Without objection, please show it done. Will Secretary please call the roll for a committee substitute, Senate Bill 450?
Senator Brandes.
Yes.
Senator Galvano.
Yes.
Senator Garcia.
Yes.
Senator Grimsley.
Yes.
Senator Sacks. Senator Bullard.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Please show Senate Bills, Committee Bills 450 will be reported favorably.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Senator. Appreciate you being here. And that's committee substitute, Senate Bill 450. Got it. Okay. Remember, let's go to tab one. It's Senate Bill 194 by Senator Latvala. The House sponsor, Representative Rashine, is here to present the bill. We're, Representative, delighted to have you over here. And by the way, this is a strike-all amendment.
It's different than over in the House.
This is a strike-all amendment offered as a courtesy by Senator Grimsley. It's barcode 263502. Representative, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And would you like me to address the strike-all?
please.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to be here and so awesome to be able to present in the Senate. And what the strike call does is it revises penalties for the possession of out-of-season lobster tail as well as rung tails. That means tails that are separated from the actual body of the lobster on the water. It also would allow those in possession of 25 or more illegal spiny lobster to be punishable by a first-degree misdemeanor, which, of course, is punishable by 1 year in jail. And that is the strike call, Mr. Chair.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Are there any questions on this amendment? Is anyone here who would like to speak on the amendment? Senator Garcia.
Has there been an issue with, people been getting in trouble or been caught getting these smaller sizes? What's been going on? What's the need for the bill?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Senator. And absolutely, it's an issue in Monroe County, especially. 100% of the spiny lobster fishery is in Florida, and 90% of it is actually in the Florida Keys. And once or twice a quarter, you'll open the local newspaper and see a picture of law enforcement officers with rows and rows and rows of tails. And these are usually as a result of lobster poaching. And we're just trying to add a little teeth to the language, and so that everybody has more tools in their toolbox to really combat the most egregious offenders. We're not talking about the recreational divers that maybe have one or two or even four or five short or, God forbid, out of season lobster. But we're talking about those guys that come from out of town late at night. We call them the lobster mobsters in the Keys. And they come out with hundreds and hundreds of tails. And it's really meant to bolster and support our commercial fishery. And that's why I'm in front of you today.
You say lobster mobsters?
Lobster mobsters. That's what they're called in the Keys, yes. A little brighter than...
Have too many of those in North Florida.
Yeah, no.
We have some other mobsters, but not lobster
yes, mobster. Yes. Or you can call them pirates if you want, lobster pirates. But lobster
okay, any
mobster.
Other questions? Any debate on the amendment? All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye. Amendment's adopted. We're now on the bill as amended. We do have one speaker, Mr. Jerry Sansom. Mr. Sansom, come on. Yes, sir. Come on up.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just going to organize fishing of Florida waves in support of this very important added tool to getting hold of the bad guys and getting everybody to do things right. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak on this bill? Any debate on the bill as amended? Representative, you're recognized to close.
Just want to ask for the committee support and thank you.
Yeah. Okay, with that being closed, Senator Garcia moves that we make this a committee substitute. Without objection, please show it done. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Brandes.
Yes.
Senator Galvano.
Yes.
Senator Garcia.
Yes.
Senator Grimsley.
Yes.
Senator Sachs.
Yes.
Senator Bullitt.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Please show committee substitute. Senate Bill 194 will be reported favorably. Members, if you'll turn to tab 3. This is Senate Bill 534 by Senator Latvala. Senator Grimsley is recognized to present this bill. Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 534 creates an exemption from sales tax for medical problems and supplies or medicine dispensed according to an individual prescription for treatment of animals, whether sold by the veterinarian or by an authorized druggist. It further creates a sales tax exemption or restores the sales tax exemption for special diet food items which don't require a prescription. That's the bill.
Thank you, Senator. There are no amendments. Is anyone here that'd like to speak on this bill? Okay. Any questions? Yeah, you do have one.
194.
Here
you go.
We do have one. Dr. John Bass, come on up. Welcome. Any question, Dr. Bass? Senator Sachs, come on up, Dr. Bass. Senator Sachs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Sir, you're a veterinarian.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My question really concerns, because I think this is a very good bill, by the way, but it concerns whether this the same exemption also applies to larger animals. I know I met with some folks today, and it's only small animals, but does it also apply to larger animals that, you know, like...
It's my understanding that they already have an exemption.
Okay. That's exactly what I wanted to know. So we're just extending, if I may, Mr. Chairman, I'm just having a colloquy. In essence, what we're doing is we're just extending the exemption that has already been given to large animals also to those smaller animals for these types of diets. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Doctor. Is there any debate on this bill? Senator Grimsley, you recognize the close?
I'll waive close.
Senator Grimsley has closed on the bill. Will Secretary please call the roll?
Senator Brandes, yes. Senator Gravano,
yes.
Senator Garcia,
yes.
Senator Grimsley,
yes.
Senator Sachs,
yes.
Senator Bullitt,
yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Please show the Senate Bill 534 reported favorably. Senator Sachs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to have the record reflect that I would vote affirmative on Senate Bill 450.
The record will reflect that.
Thank you, sir.
Are there any members of the audience who would like to speak before the committee? Any questions from the members? Hearing no further business, Senator Bullard moves. We rise. Thank you all for coming. Next meeting will be a little bit longer than this one. Trust me.